Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The Athletic.
Hi Reds, James Pearce here, just finishing up at Craven Cottage, where it finished Fulham 1, Liverpool 1. The Reds advancing to the Carabao Cup final, 3-2 on aggregate. Coming up, we'll bring you all the post-match reaction that you need. We'll hear the best bits from Jurgen Klopp's press conference, and my colleagues Tony Evans and Andy Jones will drop by with their take on the night's proceedings.
Once more, Liverpool will make that very familiar journey.
So it's all over here at Craven Cottage. Liverpool, 3-2 victors on aggregate against Fulham. They will march on to face Chelsea in the Carabao Cup final at Wembley on February the 25th. How good does that sound? This remarkable pursuit of glory on four fronts is still well and truly alive. Liverpool will be looking to lift that trophy for a record 10th time. And of course, it will just be the latest instalment of major finals between Liverpool and Chelsea after those two battles in both the domestic cup finals two seasons ago. And Jurgen Klopp's side was certainly good value for the victory over Fulham, certainly across the two legs. They had to fight for it. They had to dig deep, especially in those closing stages tonight after Diop turned in Wilson's cross to make it 1-1 on the night and, of course, put Fulham within one goal of forcing an extra half hour. Yet Liverpool stood firm, and they really should have put the tie to bed before that. It was a night when they were in, you know, total control for big chunks of that game. They got off to the dream start tonight when it was a brilliant crossfield pass from Kwanzaa. Liverpool had clearly targeted that space in behind Castagnet, the right back, and credit to Luis Diaz. I thought he was sensational tonight. He outfought Castagnet, battled his way into the penalty box, cutting inside and beating Leno probably far too easily, I think, for the keeper's liking at his near post.
Oh, and Luis Diaz has an opportunity here, which he takes. He squeezed it in beyond Ben Leno.
That was Liverpool off to an absolute flyer. And what that did do was it just dampened the atmosphere around this place, because It was interesting hearing Klopp just now talking about how, you know, he had reinforced to his players before the game today just how big this was for Fulham. You know, you probably have to go back to their Europa League run to the final in 2010 for the last time they had a cup night as big as this here. So Klopp said they had to match Fulham for effort, and sure enough, you know, they certainly did that. He could have no complaints on that front. It really probably should have been put to bed. There was some real quality moves on the counter attack. There were some decent saves from Leno, who went some way to atoning for his earlier blunders. And then, you know, second half, of course, Fulham had to take risks. They had to try and find two goals from somewhere. You know, Nunes went close a couple of times. A few times Liverpool's decision-making let them down. One in particular when Diaz managed to play it behind everyone when he really should have picked the killer pass. There was another one when Nunes, in fact, should have picked out Diaz, didn't, picked out Elliot, and Leno made the save. And of course, you know, even then, despite Liverpool's control, you thought, are they going to be left to curse the fact that they haven't been ruthless enough tonight? And Klopp shook things up. He sought fresh legs when he brought on Curtis Jones and Diogo Jota. And I think one of the most impressive things for me about that Liverpool performance tonight was, again, you know, the shape was so good. You know, they swarmed all over Fulham. You know, I lost count the number of times Liverpool won the ball back at the top end of the pitch. And it just seemed that every time Fulham looked to advance the ball forward, there was a red shirt on top of them. And that shape was, you know, you could see that is the outcome of a team that's been so well drilled on the training pitch. And out of nothing, really, Fulham pulled that one back through Diop. And then, of course, what that did do was just gave everyone, well, certainly all the home fans here, a little bit of hope. And then suddenly it was a bit backs to the wall. Konate and Bobby Clark came on, and Klopp actually made the decision to switch to five at the back with Gomez and Bradley playing as wing-backs. But Kelleher only had one save to make after that Diop goal, and Liverpool were able to breathe a sigh of relief at the end. Great scenes in the away end, a massive banner unfurled saying, imagine being us, and it really is a very, very exciting time to be a Liverpool fan with this four-pronged attack of going towards glory on four fronts, and now just 90 minutes away from getting that first trophy in the cabinet if they can beat Chelsea at Wembley on February the 25th. So in terms of standout performers tonight, I'd certainly reserve a hell of a lot of praise for Jarrell Kwanzaa and Connor Bradley, two young players who have stepped up brilliantly this season. Both really come out of nowhere in terms of, nothing was really expected of either of them in terms of, you know, real serious senior minutes, yet they've both been thrown into a cup semi-final and fully repaid the manager's faith. Van Dijk, for me, again, you're almost in danger of taking him for granted. He's such a colossus. You know, he led by example. And Joe Gomez, for me, I thought, again, when you think it could have really hurt Liverpool losing Robertson and Tsimikas in such quick succession, but he's been sensational as a stand-in left-back, Gomez, and he was rock solid again tonight. So a great night for Liverpool in the capital. So first up, in his press conference, Jurgen Klopp was asked just how satisfying that was to see his team dig deep and get the job done.
Very. So getting the draw, Fulham, then you have just a look, where do we play first? I think everybody would say probably would prefer to play the second game at home. So we play our home game first, and we win 2-1, and we are long enough in the business to really know that's nothing. Halftime, all good. So you would expect that Fulham comes here today out of the block, flying, colours, and I liked our first 30 minutes really a lot. So we were just ready for this game, and that's the most important thing. So I heard this the Marcus press conference, and I love it. I respect him so much. That's why I had to look at it. But when he's here, most important game, maybe of the season, stuff like this, want to go for a final and all these kind of things. And you know what it means to them. And I told the boys, I know what it means to us, but we have to show it to the outside world that we want it as much as they want it. And I saw that. So but after half an hour, scoring one goal, I think we could have scored a second one. Game opens up slightly, and we go half time. Wanted to play more football, wanted to control the game more again. Then they come out, and they may be depressed, do that, but we understood the game slightly better. I liked the second half as well. We should have scored. There were two situations. I think the counter-attack, when everything's perfect, and then Lucho doesn't find the red player, which is a shame, and then and Orban Harvey could shoot with his slightly weaker right foot. There we could have put the game to bed. We didn't. 1-1. Harry Wilson, so another Liverpool boy, with a really good moment, to be honest. And you have to bring it over the line. We did. It feels great. We are really happy. The dressing room was really happy. The boys wanted it. The boys got it. So, and now we have, 10 games to play until the final in 4 weeks or so. So there's a few games coming up before that. But we are looking forward to Wembley, definitely.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Walk On, your dedicated Liverpool podcast from The Athletic.
Well, Klopp was then asked about the contribution of Luis Diaz, who, of course, got that crucial opening goal on the night and caused Fulham a lot of problems with his mazy runs down that left flank.
He's a fantastic player. Absolutely fantastic. There's absolutely no criticism about him. I mean, I wish he would have set up the second and scored the third, because first half it was a fantastic football situation where I was in a similar situation like when he scored. So, but playing wise, what a boy, the speed, the power, what he can generate, the technique, the combination of all that is absolutely outstanding. And I'm really happy. But I like Darwin's performance today a lot as well, to be honest. I mean, he was not involved in these kind of finishing situations, but to defend him is a nightmare, to be honest. He was everywhere, he kept the ball and all this kind of thing. So the boys bring us to death. We can use from time to time. It was just a good game, a good cup game. So we expect that tonight that we just show quality and get through, and this will be a walk in the park. Doesn't understand the game and doesn't understand the importance of the occasion, because both teams really want to go to Wembley and be qualified, and that's all we could wish for.
Well, some people would have regarded it as a bit of a gamble by Klopp playing Kwanzaa ahead of Konate tonight, but Kwanzaa undoubtedly has earned his manager's trust and faith with the way that he's delivered so far this season. And Klopp was asked about that decision to play Kwanzaa.
Oh, we don't make a real difference of it, to be honest, but I don't know exactly how it looks in Jorel, but he looks pretty calm all around with all these kind of things. So it's now not that we mentioned, like, during the week, like, 5-6 times that, by the way, it's semi-final, don't forget it. If we lose, we are not to Wembley. We try to help the boys, at least with a bit of the experience we had over the years. No, but he's just a good player. Just a really good player. So that's the most important thing. Conor Bradley, don't think he played in a semi-final, to be honest. Bobby Clark, if then on youth level. So these boys are essential for what we do in the moment, and it's really nice for them. You can see how they grow every day. It's a really cool experience for us and for them, and helped them a lot the last few weeks.
Well, I got the opportunity to ask Jurgen Klopp about just how important Joe Gomez has been to this remarkable run Liverpool have been on, and the manner in which he has stood up and delivered at left back in the absence of both Tsimikas and Robertson.
Without Joey, nothing would have happened in the last pretty much 13, 14 weeks since Robbo is out. Yes, because he could play there, but the things we could do with Trent when we brought Joey on, I don't know exactly how many games Joey made now this year, but I would say 20 something already. And not only games, he played exceptional today again. It's a real defender, and he comes inside and he's doing that really well. Tried a couple of times, obviously, to finish the discussion about not scoring. Would say, for my taste, a bit from too far, but still all right. Yeah, he was he's a lifesaver, to be honest, that he was here, that he could play. And people forget how important Joey was in the best years we had. I don't know how many games he played in the year when we became champion, and how many games he played in the year when he won the Champions League. So, like, a lot, and rightly so, because he's a top class player.
Well, the Liverpool boss was also asked about that giant banner that read "Imagine being us" in the away end. The question was, well, what is it like being Liverpool and being Liverpool manager at the moment?
I can tell you, it's completely fine that our fans feel it like that. It's absolutely fine. I'm really happy and pleased for them. But we're playing 3 days against Norwich. That's my problem, if you want. 4 days late? No, we're playing 4 days again. What is today? Wednesday. Thursday, Friday. 4 days. But then, 3 days after that, we play Chelsea and then Arsenal. So, yeah, imagine having to play, being us and having to play all the games we have to play. So that's not as enjoyable as watching them, but it's fine, absolutely fine.
And the final question at the press conference concerned Quiveen Kelleher and Jurgen Klopp confirming that the Republic of Ireland international will indeed keep his place for the Carabao Cup final against Chelsea, and talked about the importance of this competition in terms of his development as a goalkeeper.
Greave is a top goalie. And when Ali is, fit, then he'll have a lot of games. So, and I want to give him desperately the opportunity to play, because it's important for development, and he deserves it on top of that, because he's always there, he's giving his absolute everything, like Adrian, by the way, is the same. They deserve moments. And this competition, I told Ali before the season, Ali is, this was last, no, 2 years ago, was already like that, right? Yeah. So I don't know exactly how many games he played now already, but with European League there were a few, and that's how it works. That's how it works. And he was really happy after the game today. He's not smiling a lot, at least when I'm around. But after the game I could see he was really happy about qualifying again and having the chance again to win the second trophy in his career, which is would be a big one. But we all know it's Chelsea, yeah? And they probably want to put history right after playing us twice. 2 years ago. Yeah, but it's just great.
For the latest subscription offers, head to theathletic.com/LiverpoolPod.
Just come down to Fulham, and I thought it was a very professional performance tonight. They killed the game very early on, and it meant there wasn't a lot of jeopardy around. But given it's Jurgen Klopp team, then they want to make it like things lively, so conceded one late on towards the end. And for a moment, Craven Cottage thought there was a chance. There wasn't. It was an extremely good performance without some of the main stars of the team, which really, really bodes well for the future. And who stood out? Well, they booed Javier relentlessly, even though he only played two games for them. I thought he was superb. I thought Joe Gomez was excellent. Virgil got a bit rattled towards the end, but you know what? There wasn't really any drama tonight. Roll on Chelsea, and you know what? Fulham are better than Chelsea. Wembley should be fun.
This is Walk On, your dedicated Liverpool podcast from The Athletic.
Hi Reds, Andy here, and once again, the Reds are off to Wembley. Hopefully not for the only time this season, but importantly, it's at least one visit. In the main, Liverpool were, I felt they were pretty comfortable throughout. You know, they scored early. I think they, you know, lots been talked about, and the theme of the season has been, you know, Klopp's tactical tweaks and substitutions making impact and changing games. But I thought Liverpool started really well. There was a purpose and a front footedness to them. You know, just in those first few minutes, and on the flip side, you know, it was built up, you know, as a big game for Fulham, big semi final, and chance to get to Wembley. You know, they don't come around very, very often, but it felt like there was a nervousness. And what was quite interesting was as soon as Fulham looked like they'd finally got a bit of a foothold and gathered a bit of composure, was exactly when Liverpool hit them. And you know, it's a great bit of play from Diaz to get into the shooting position, get a bit of luck from, you know, deflection and then, you know, a bit of poor keeping, I think it's fair to say. But yeah, it was that was a real positive on that note to start so quickly and settle any nerves that Liverpool might have had, because, you know, they didn't put the tighter bed at Anfield. Fulham caused them problems, and you know, that could have affected them, and you know, it could have been, you know, Fulham had been the quick starters, if you like, and Liverpool had been a bit sloppy, then it could have, you know, knocked them and Fulham could have been on the front foot. But instead, Liverpool were then able to manage the game and largely kept Fulham at bay, particularly in the first half. You know, there were half chances that Fulham sort of created, but I thought Liverpool's, you know, press was really good. I thought Elliot was excellent in that regard, and they kept, you know, finding Elliot and Gravenberg in those half spaces, and Gravenberg particularly was able to get on the turn. And I thought, you know, his performance was encouraging, and I know there's a... He's quickly becoming that sort of Marmite type player at the moment. But I think, you know, there were encouraging signs there tonight, particularly in possession. But I thought, you know, second half out of possession, probably not as maybe noticeable as other players, and particularly the defence. But I thought, you know, he made some good interventions, you know, was in good positions. And, you know, there was a couple of headers from corners, actually, where Fulham have caused Liverpool problems, you know, in a couple of games. So, you know, that was a pleasing thing for him. And again, you looked at that midfield too, particularly ahead of McAllister, and thought, you know, is that little bit too offensive maybe? And, you know, would you have the protection? And I think both played their part really well. And then, yeah, you know, Fulham do get the goal. Sort of came out of nothing, really. It didn't feel like Fulham were knocking on the door. They were beginning to build a little bit of pressure, but Liverpool never seemed phased. And, you know, the majority of the big chances and the shots were coming at Fulham's goal. And Liverpool could have, you know, doubled the lead and put the tie out of sight if the finishing had been a little bit better, or they'd been a little bit more clinical, because there was a couple of breaks where, you know, they didn't quite pick the right pass. One of them in particular was when he did get a bit of a, you know, a slice of luck. Diop beat Kelleher in the air, and Andres, you know, Pereira strikes the post from a tight angle, but, you know, you would expect a player to score in what was an open goal. But Liverpool went down the other end, and Darwin Nunez led the counter attack. Had a couple of opportunities to play in Gakpo or Diaz, but instead, you know, continued his run. Still played a good pass to Elliot, but on Elliot's weaker foot, the shot was weak, and that chance was gone. When Fulham do get the equaliser, there's a little spell of pressure after that, and Liverpool looked a little bit on the ropes, a little bit wobbly. Probably not massively helped by Curtis Jones coming into the number six and losing McAllister and losing a little bit of that control and that defensive nous. But yeah, Liverpool then managed to quiet the game down and managed the rest of it really well. You know, if we are talking about the quadruple, it feels eerily similar, doesn't it? In all four competitions still, and a Carabao Cup final against Chelsea. Very 2021-22 vibes about it. Hopefully Liverpool can get the same result in that game, but they keep marching on and they keep, you know, rising to the challenges and navigating their way through, you know, games and tricky periods in matches. So it's, you know, it's all really positive, and off we go to Wembley.
So that's it from us here at Craven Cottage. For plenty more match reaction and analysis, check out The Athletic. I'll be back for At The Match following Sunday's FA Cup tie against Norwich City at Anfield. Thanks for joining me. I'll catch you then.
The Athletic.